The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. My name is DJ Jesse, and as a travel enthusiast, I'm beyond excited to bring you this 10-episode long series. In this series, I'll be talking about travel tips, some of my favorite places, and why exactly you should travel. This is the Enlightened Tourist, and I'm glad to have you here. Welcome to the very first episode of the Enlightened Tourist. I'm your host, DJ Jesse, and in this episode, we will be talking about why you should travel. Traveling is something that brings me a lot of joy and excitement, and it really gives me something to look forward to whenever I think about it. My family and I have been traveling at least every summer, sometimes more often during the year, ever since I was 5 years old. So I can definitely say that I have a lot of travel experiences and memories under my belt. The first reason I have for why you should travel is that traveling allows you to meet different people from different backgrounds. I can definitely say that my travel experiences have helped me become more open-minded and appreciative of the many diverse cultures around the world. The world just has so many beautiful, fun, and exciting places to offer us, and traveling allows us to see just a small glimpse of them. In the summer of 2018, my family and I went on a cruise to Hawaii, and this was where we met a Vietnamese mother and daughter from New York. My family and I became friends with them pretty quickly after we realized how much we had in common and how we came from pretty similar backgrounds. We enjoyed many fun and exciting adventures with them, such as zip lining, beach trips, taste testing Kona coffee, which is absolutely delicious, by the way, and experiencing the famous traditional Hawaiian luau. If my family and I hadn't decided to take this trip to Hawaii, we wouldn't have been able to experience the fun and exciting friendship we made with our fellow cruise passengers. When you travel, you get to meet people from all over the world. You get to learn about their life experiences, the cultural traditions that they practice, the careers they have, etc. And I just think that there is something so incredibly powerful and inspiring about hearing other people's stories, especially when it comes from people who have a different background than you. This experience is something that is so humbling and moving, and something that I hope everyone gets to experience at least once in their life. The second reason I have for why you should travel is that traveling allows you to try new foods and step out of your comfort zone. In the summer of 2017, my family and I went on a cruise to Alaska. Our cruise ship that we went on for the whole week was called the Norwegian Jewel, and on board, there were different restaurants featuring many different kinds of foods. There was a restaurant that was buffet style, an Italian restaurant, a Japanese teppanyaki restaurant, a Brazilian restaurant, and a French restaurant. But the two restaurants that really stood out to me was the Brazilian restaurant, which was called Moderno Churrascaria, and the French restaurant, which was called the Bistro. This trip was where I tried Brazilian food and French food for the very first time, and I discovered that I liked eating escargot and grilled pineapple. Keep in mind, I'm not a very adventurous person when it comes to trying new foods. If you were to ask my family and friends, they would probably tell you that my eating habits consist in me sticking with the same foods that I know I'll like, and that it actually takes a lot for me to go out of my comfort zone and to try new foods. If I wasn't exposed to all of the different types of foods on this specific cruise, I probably would have never actually gone out of my way to try grilled pineapple and escargot especially. So when I came back from this trip and told my extended family and friends that I learned that I enjoy eating escargot and grilled pineapple, they were kind of in awe and shocked that I actually tried to eat something new for once, and that I actually liked it too. Since this trip, I'd like to think that I've become a less picky eater, and I believe that I've expanded my palate a bit more when it comes to food. The third reason I have for why you should travel is that traveling helps you temporarily relax and escape reality. This is definitely my favorite thing about traveling. Whenever I travel, I've always noticed that my mind sort of feels free, and I feel like all of my stress just suddenly, magically disappears. We've been in a global pandemic for over 2 years now, and I've seen how it can definitely bring a lot of stress, anxiety, and worry into everyone's life. From my experience, I believe that traveling, even if it's just for a short trip, can help you temporarily forget about whatever it is in life that is bothering you or making you feel overwhelmed. Sometimes a short trip is all you need to clear your mind and regroup in order to overcome any obstacles that life throws at you. And I think that we've all learned that life can be extremely unpredictable sometimes. The fourth reason I have for why you should travel is that traveling, especially if you travel with a group of people, can help you better connect and develop a stronger relationship with your travel companions. In the summer of 2017, my family, as well as my best friend's family, all went on a cruise together to Alaska, and it was our first time traveling as a group instead of just with our individual families. Even though this trip was almost 5 years ago, I can vividly remember how excited my best friend and I were for this trip to come. We couldn't wait. On this trip, we were able to focus on the beauty of our surroundings, and we were able to bond about where we were in the present moment without having to worry about the stressful things in life, such as school, work, extracurricular commitments, and more. I can remember us being on a train, going around the mountains on the White Pass Railroad in Skagway, Alaska. We sat next to each other, and the whole time, we were just in awe of what we saw. The beautiful green nature all around us, the wild animals wandering around carelessly without a worry in the world. It was just such a beautiful, serene, and mesmerizing sight, and something that I hope to come back and experience again sometime in the near future. I've oftentimes noticed that the daily hustle and bustle of life can get in the way of us having meaningful, deep conversations with those around us. And this trip is something that definitely strengthened the relationship between my best friend and I. My best friend and I have been best friends for over 13 years, ever since kindergarten. And this cruise to Alaska in the summer of 2017 would be hands down one of my favorite memories that her and I have shared over the years. And it's something that we still talk about to this day. The fifth reason I have for why you should travel is that traveling can act as a motivator and give you something to work towards. If you're anything like me, you'll know that there are times where it feels like you're just stuck in this rut that you can't get out of. You know you have a million things to do, and all of these things are stressing you out. But at the same time, you feel like you don't have the motivation that you need to work through the things that you know need to be done. The idea of a future vacation can act as a big source of motivation for you. For me, in times where I lack the motivation that I need, a future vacation makes me feel like if I continue to work hard and push through, then I will get to experience the light at the end of the tunnel, which is getting to enjoy my future vacation and feeling proud of all of the work that I've done and all that I've accomplished. If you feel like you don't have the money right now to necessarily afford the vacation that you want to have, just the idea of a beautiful, relaxing vacation being in your near future can motivate you to make that dream vacation become a reality. The sixth reason I have for why you should travel is that traveling can help you celebrate your accomplishments, whether they seem big or small. Traveling is an experience that doesn't always need to be shared with others. It can be an experience that you share with just yourself so that you can celebrate what you've done and all that you've survived and accomplished. Whether you just got a raise at work, gotten accepted into your dream school, gotten hired for your dream job, bought your first car, graduated from school, or gotten over a bad breakup, a trip for yourself or with the people you love can be the perfect way to reward yourself for all of your hard work. If the idea of planning a trip overwhelms you, Just know that a vacation doesn't need to be something lavish, like a trip to a five-star resort. It can be something as simple as a weekend beach trip or a weekend visit to visit someone that you love or miss. The final reason that comes to my mind about why people should travel is that traveling creates lifelong memories. I have so many travel memories that I can now look back on and reflect about. Some of them are more funny and embarrassing than others. But a travel memory that I will never ever forget was the time that my family and I went to Canada to visit my dad's side of the family for the very first time. This trip to Canada was my first big girl trip outside of the US, and it was also my first time traveling by plane. We flew from the airport in my hometown to the Chicago O'Hare International Airport. We arrived in Chicago safely and smoothly, but the main trouble started when our connecting flight from Chicago to the city where my dad's side of the family lived in Canada was canceled. The total flight time was approximately 8 hours, but the travel time is longer when you consider the amount of time that you spend waiting in the airport. Now that I think about it, the travel time wasn't really that bad. But it was definitely something that was very exhausting for my younger 5-year-old self. When my family and I were at the Chicago airport waiting for our flight to take us to where my dad's side of the family lived, we learned that our connecting flight was canceled. Looking back, I can't really remember why our flight was canceled. It probably could have been a mechanical failure, a weather alert, or not having enough staff. But what I do know is that we have no family or friends in Chicago. So it was up to my parents to find a hotel for us to stay at until we could board our new flight early the next morning. My dad was standing next to my younger brother and I at a random wall in the airport, while my mom was talking to the airline customer service agent, trying to figure out the whole flight situation. While my mom was hard at work trying to figure out our flight the next morning, I was an unhappy child with a very painful migraine. My 5-year-old self decided to sit on the air conditioning vent on the floor of the Chicago airport and throw a major temper tantrum because I was tired and I wanted to go to sleep. I didn't want to have to wait for my mom to figure out our whole messy flight situation any longer. I didn't just sit there and cry quietly to myself. I apparently cried so loudly that the people around us started to stare. Eventually, we made it to Canada, safe and sound. But when I look back at this travel memory, I sort of feel embarrassed. But at the same time, it's something that I can't really help but laugh at. I wouldn't be able to have this funny and slightly embarrassing experience to tell my friends and family and future kids about if my family and I hadn't gone on that trip to Canada that year. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode about why you should travel. Make sure you tune into the second episode where we will be talking about how to save money while traveling and also having fun at the same time. That's all I have for you. Until next time, bye.